Time. Officially, this meeting is called to order. If you could stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oops, sorry. Roll call.
Here.
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 We're good.
We're all here.
You guys are so helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. We aim to please.
We just make sure that you know.
It's the only confirmation we have that we're all here.
So we go to our public comment section. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdictions but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Thank you, Colleen. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board or council majority vote. First, we will approve the minutes of August 28th.
Move to approve.
A second.
And approve the agenda for today and hold, combine, or delete any of the items for possible action. Approved.
Second.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys are so official.
She did.
I know.
You did. She put on her big girl pants and she approved.
Now we have our informational items. We need to receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns. This is for discussion only.
Good evening, everyone. Sergeant Jeff Dean. This brings us looking pretty good. For the most part, there's nothing significant to report. I didn't bring any statistics, but did anyone have any questions that they wanted to ask me while I'm looking? All right, I'll be around. No questions? Fine. Afterwards.
Wow, that was good. And now we will receive a report from our Clark County Administrative Services regarding updates on the Yellow Pine Mine Trail project and any other projects from Clark County. This is for discussion only.
And I am terrible because I do not have an update. I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry.
It's because you were on vacation.
Hey, no more vacation.
I know. No more vacation. Oh, everything went crazy while I was on vacation. So I did not have a chance to get an update on that. I have other things to share with you, but I don't have an update on mine. I'm sorry.
Please share with us. Any other?
What you said last month? For people that aren't here?
About the trail or about just in general?
No, about the trail.
About the trail, the last update I had was that there were concerns. The bids came in way over budget, way, way high. And part of the problem was because of tortoise mitigation, because they have to fence the whole project while they're working on it. So that to keep tortoises out when they're but one way they were thinking of dealing with that is to do the construction during brumation time when they're underground, so there won't be a problem with them going on the site. So the last update I had was that we were hoping to do a groundbreaking in November, and then we would do the project during the cold months when they aren't there. So I think that's That's the last item. And I was hoping to get more details, and I didn't.
That's it. No other updates on anything?
Well, not yet.
Later in the agenda. And I'm the next thing, so I'll just keep
talking. Okay, keep talking.
So we're coming up to the end of this current term for our CAC members. And all of you get kicked off every 2 years and have to reapply. You don't really get kicked off, but everybody has to reapply every 2 years. So applications are available on our website. And I was going to bring copies, and I didn't bring those either. I'm just really bad about them right now. I know. So if you want copies, I will have them available. Let me know, or you can just fill it out online, and they're due by November 13th.
So is that November all 13th? Of us?
Everyone has to reapply every 2 years.
Okay. I don't think I've been on for 2 years.
Yeah, you have.
How?
Almost.
It flies.
The end of this year will be 2 years. I know.
It's so much fun.
It goes way.
It does.
How did you do that?
Stop it. No one makes you apply, Colleen.
I do.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, Susan, you know, yeah. Bullying is not allowed.
Yeah. We've gone to class.
Yeah. Sensitivity. I think it's chocolate.
Okay, so the next thing is me too. So I'll just keep going.
Okay.
So good. Number four on the agenda is to nominate a representative for CDAC. And you didn't do it last year, right? Or did you do it last year?
No, I did it the 2 years before.
Right, you did it 2 years before. So I don't think we had anybody last year that did CDAC. So if anybody's interested, in case you don't know, CDAC is the Community Development Advisory Committee. It is like a steering group for the county, and it representatives come from all of the town boards and CACs throughout Clark County, as well as some at-large positions, and they listen to presentations from everyone that is asking for money from the county, from the CDBG, Community Development Block Grants from the federal government. So we get several million dollars every year. People apply for it. This group gives recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners on how to use that money. So many people, Ruth served for years and years, and I know she always found it very rewarding. I know they're changing it this year, so it's not as much of a time commitment, but you do have to go into town, which, believe me, I know, it sucks to have to go into town. But you do have to go into town, but it's I've heard it's very rewarding. So if anybody's interested,
what
let
nights
me know.
A week is it?
I don't know what the new program is.
Okay.
It used to be Wednesday.
It used to be
night. Tuesday nights.
Yeah,
and
it was a few hours.
It was like for 4 months or something.
Yeah,
like.
It was for a couple months. I think they've changed it a little bit.
We had like four or five meetings a year, and one of them was a bus ride to come and see the projects.
Yeah. So if anybody's interested, let me know. It's good to have a seat at the table when these things go on. We're having a big $3 million project in Peace Park in Sandy Valley, and that project came from this group, from CDAC. It was the number one choice 3 years ago. So if you're not at the table, you don't have a chance to give input. So if you guys want to have a say in it, think about if you want to serve. Okay.
And what's the deadline for that?
I don't think they're starting meetings till January. They're trying to do the appointments in October. So get with me in like the next 2 weeks.
So this will start in January.
We could add someone later, but they try to do them all at once, the appointments all at once.
Okay, so the next item is to discuss ideas for a new Welcome to Good Springs sign for possible action.
And this is something we talked about a while back, and Katie had shown some pictures, and I put together some pictures, and as I was driving over here, I realized I hadn't.
Oh, you don't have those either?
Did you
know? I am the
what
one.
What good are you?
I am terrible. I know. I'm so sorry.
I emailed all of you guys, so all
right.
of you should have seen.
What town was that?
Chloride?
Or
Chloride. And it's super cool.
Yeah. So I actually did a bunch of research several months ago when we first talked about it, and have a whole bunch of ideas. So maybe we can table this till next month and have a good discussion on it, and I'll bring pictures for everybody to look at, and we can talk about some potential ideas. So
does that need to be put on the agenda?
We'll just add it just the same. And in the meantime, be thinking of ideas. If you've been someplace and have a cute welcome to the town sign.
Where is this sign actually going to now?
We don't know.
What about the welcome to Las Vegas one? That'd be pretty cool.
No. So
we don't know what's going to go on it or where it's going to go yet.
Part of how this came about was that NDOT makes signs for small communities. If you've been to Pahrump or up to Indian Springs, they have signs along the road. They have the placards for the different organizations in the community. And they would build one for us and create it, but we don't have enough signs to go on it. I think we only came up with 3 organizations, so it seemed like it would look a little silly to have a big sign with just 3 placards on it. So we talked about if the community came up with their own sign design, then we wouldn't have to limit it to just churches and nonprofits. It could be other things. So that's how it came about. So if you have ideas, put them together, and we'll talk about it next month.
The next item is review and finalize fiscal year 2019-2020 budget request and take public comment on the budget request for possible
action.
And this
is where I have some really good information.
Well, you brought it.
Forgive me for everything else on you guys. So we talked about this last month. Our capital improvement requests that were put in last year were completion or initial paving of a bunch of streets or portions of streets throughout town. And then resurfacing, restriping, or redesign of the community center parking lot. We're going to remove the request for the parking lot because it was determined that it's sufficient for the time being. So I got an answer back from Public Works. So it is estimated that it would cost approximately $65,000 to $70,000 to complete the paving for each street, and it would likely take several years to complete. As an alternative, we can place and compact pavement millings on all of the streets, which provides a more durable, smoother surface than what is currently there and reduces dust significantly for approximately $60,000 for the entire project. And we have it scheduled to do this work in the next few weeks. So if you've been around town and you've seen survey markers, the little things that are shot into the ground, little
pink
things,
mm-hmm.
And some survey markings, that's because they are getting ready to put the millings in. And from what I've heard from other places, they make a really nice surface.
Is it like a type 2 or is it?
Is it oil?
No, it's not type 2. It's like ground up road.
Oh.
So it's more like asphalt.
That's
so
exciting.
It's not full paving, but it's better than
and
gravel.
And we're repurposing.
So,
better than what we had before.
Yes. So that's exciting, right? So
cool.
This whole list here, we're gonna knock that whole thing off. So essentially, all of your requests are going to be done, which this has to be a record in the county, that a community's requests all are done.
Yeah.
So,
and they have already started. I know they've already started grading in front of my place.
Oh, did they?
They took out
in front of our
They took out the surveyor markers
okay.
that my surveyor put in, and they've already gone over it. And
cool.
Cleared them out of it.
Yeah.
It's
exciting. Yeah, so it's really cool.
Any other words
really
on
happening.
Markers?
I know.
Are we still waiting for Indian Springs?
I'll have to get an update on that.
Thank you.
But this just happened, so it didn't make it onto the agenda, and this should have been in my update. NDOT is coming to do a safety study of 161.
Oh, we're sure.
And Katie and I are going to participate with the team that's doing the survey. So it's 2 days, and I'm not sure what we're going
to
do.
Do you want to invite Ted to that?
Hey, I was going
to
say, where's Ted?
Yeah. Look at her face change.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure because we can notify
him. They wanted a member from the community.
Consider it done.
And I thought Katie was a good example, a good person. So Katie.
She's a great cheerleader for our town.
October 9th and 10th. Well, she brought up safety concerns on the road. So I thought she was a very good representative.
She is.
So, October 9th and 10th, we will be hanging out with NDOT. Actually, it's not even NDOT. It's they've hired a separate engineering company. Kenya Horn is going to be, and Katie was the right choice because she knows the engineer we're working with.
Yeah, I do.
Small world.
It is
amazing. So yes, that is coming up, and we'll talk to them about the mom markers at that time.
Yeah, sounds good.
And that'll be something we can point out to them. Yeah. Hey, there's no mom markers, or there's limited mom markers.
Now that I realize which Lindsay it is, now I know exactly who you're talking about.
So as far as the capital budget requests go, did anybody come up with anything else you would like? And we could put community pool on here.
Someone did mention
Megan,
the dog
yes.
run.
I was
dog
park.
I'm sorry. Was that to go in with the budget for 2019-20?
No, I just thought of it while
Oh,
we were
okay.
Talking.
All right. Okay.
So we're back on track. We're back on the budget. So did anybody else have any other requests for capital improvements for the community? Okay. So it was suggested last month that a dog run or dog park could be added to the park here. I will, and you guys will need to vote on whether we send that forward or not. I will say that any kind of dog run or dog park would take away from the size of the park it is now, so that's just something to consider. So unless there's anything else, that would be the only item. So you guys, I would need a motion of what you want to send forward as a request.
I don't think it would be great because if it's going to take away from the size of the park, mm-hmm. I think that,
and the maintenance of the lawn,
you know,
right.
It's going to take, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, something to consider. So.
Anybody else out there? Dog park? Ooh,
she was, yeah,
we're getting,
she was thinking
shaking
of.
Heads. Okay, we do represent the people.
Despite what they think.
So that's.
Okay. So if there's nothing else, then we have a happy group here. We have no capital expenditures or capital improvements that we want right now. Of course, small things.
Still.
Mom is always asking about small things.
Okay.
But these are like $1 million things.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, like
yeah.
light bulbs?
Right.
That's
those are
small
things. Those are regular
maybe next
maintenance
month.
Things. These are like community pools, skate park, things like that. So.
Oh, they turned down the skate park?
Skate park was never on the list, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
That was years ago.
So, that's it.
Okay. The next is comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board or council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board or council by majority vote. Anyone have anything to say to the general public?
I just have a reminder about garbage. Garbage comes tomorrow.
Nice.
Garbage tomorrow and garbage comes Friday.
Friday. So
and
Friday
every
is your
Friday
first,
after
yeah, your
that.
Friday.
I thought it was Saturday.
Yeah.
They changed it.
Gotta keep up.
Well, that's why I come here.
It was Saturday. They did some adjusting of their schedule and changed it to Friday, which I think is better. But
so that's the same for
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're
so
on the
tomorrow
same.
Is not the garbage day.
Tomorrow
well, tomorrow
we
they're going to do.
We get two in 1 week.
And then Friday's our first Friday.
So you
2 days in a row.
You got two
yeah.
in 1 week. So.
Oh my God, what else can I get rid of?
Do they have bulk days out here? Is it like in town?
Every day's a bulk day. Every
so you don't have to notify them ahead of time?
No. No, it's one of the benefits of living out here is they send the bulk truck every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other comments by the general public? Mr. Shue?
If I may. Before I begin, if I were to go a minute or two beyond my 3 minute limit, would the board indulge that? Just a minute. Or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
generally
a person of few
But I'm
words.
Watching.
Okay. First of all, I would like to publicly announce that the Clark County Fire Department Firefighters Union 1908 has chosen to endorse me as their candidate for the Good Springs Township Justice of the Peace. I'm very proud that they've done that, and it's a very prestigious endorsement, and publicly thank them for that. I've been asked recently and in the past what I am doing or what I have done to prepare myself should I get this hope for eventuality of justice of the peace. And I've, as some of you know, that I've recently retired from the California Highway Patrol, almost 30 years, and I have a significant amount of court experience. I've testified 700 to 800 times in a variety of different types of cases. I thought I knew the court system. I felt like I did. I still feel like I have a significant amount of knowledge of the court system. Since July, the mid-July of this year, I have attended every single court session in the Good Springs court here. And in fact, I was there just this morning. I have just about somewhere around 600 to 650 cases that I've listened to so far. Not only here in Good Springs, but Moapa Valley, Laughlin. The judges there have been very, very helpful, giving me a lot of counsel, a lot of advice. I'm scheduled to go to Boulder City, Mesquite, Searchlight. Each one of these judges is different. There's three pro tem judges that are here in this court. Every one has a different style. Every one does things just a little bit differently. I'm looking at this through different eyes than what I have in the past for almost 30 years. Looking at it from an educational standpoint. The processes, the procedures, what's being done on the other side of the bench, how the judges interact with the district attorney, how the judges interact with the public defender, how they interact together, all of the interactions between the clerks and the judge, and how everything works there. Having seen what I've seen now, and been a part of it and seen all these different judges, I'm wondering how would I have done this if I hadn't been in here listening to these cases, so many cases. I would feel like a deer in the headlights. I'm to the point now where I feel like I can second guess what the judge is gonna say. I know almost each time what's gonna happen at the end. And I'm able to be a step ahead. That's the purpose of me being there, is to learn how to do that. And it's been a tremendous education. Like I said, by Election Day in November, I'm going to keep doing this. And by Election Day in November, I'll have over 800 cases that I will have listened to. And it's cases that run the gamut. There's the arraignments, the preliminary hearings, the court trials. Now, granted, the majority of these are traffic related, but there are a variety of others, especially when you go to Laughlin, when you go to Moapa Valley. They're more of a city setting, and sitting in on their cases is a real eye-opener. In fact, in Laughlin, I was able to sit in on their drug court. And what a fantastic drug court they have. A super success. And the judge took me to lunch and explained how he organized his drug court and how it could be done in other places and perhaps here in Good Springs. And so I look forward to getting with him and making that happen. So that's what I've done. And I feel that this has been something that's important and has made me much, much more prepared for this hope for eventuality come November. And I appreciate the support I've had so far, and ask for your support in November and to be your next Good Springs Township Justice of the Peace. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Amber Carter, also running for Justice of the Peace from Sandy Valley. And I just want to say it's impressive that he's gone to all of those courts since July of this year. I've been working steadily towards this for 30 years, and it's a little hard to truly take that experience that I have in managing businesses and put it into place in just a few months. This has been my goal. I'm always focused on it and have worked steadily towards this, and this is just a realization of my dream. It's just the next step for me in my community service, because what I truly want to do is be the person that's there for my community, and this is where I've been headed. And I thank you for your time, and if I wasn't your first choice the first time around, please let me know what I can do to be your choice this time. Appreciate it, and just remember, the election is in November, and it is time to register. In fact, today is National Registration Day for voting, and early voting starts in October. Thank you for your time.
Anybody else? Okay.
I have one. Good. I just wanted to mention